Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Wednesday the 23rd of October. I told you the old three shorties were nailed on yesterday, didn't I? Man City comfortably beat Atalanta. Fair play Raheem Sterling, I've got to say. He was sort of the first of the big transfers when he went for 50 million or 49.5 million, what it was, to from Liverpool to City. I did quite a sort of scathing blog post back then saying that the game had gone ridiculous money, which at the time I still believe it was ridiculous money, but nothing but credit to the lad. He has turned into a fantastic footballer. Had a lot of criticism over the years, but certainly Pep has got him ticking and does a lot of good. You know, he seems a really nice lad, to be fair. Yeah, fair play to him, you know, to get another hat-trick last night. He seems to really be on fire, and perhaps, you know, people, you admit you're wrong, I did him a great disservice at the time. I didn't think he was worth that money, but when you look at him in today's market, you know, the market's escalated since then. He certainly is looking to be a bargain buy at that money back then. But, yeah, fair play to him. Of course, I'm only joking about getting the three shorties up. I did question Spurs' ability to get that done. They were good last night, and just shows you when you take Winks the crab out the team and his slow tempo sideways passing and actually get on the front foot, which certainly Ndombele, you know, and the front four were on the front foot last night. Bearing in mind we missed the first half hour, which I'll come to in a minute, but they looked a lot better. Admittedly, the opposition were useless, and I think, you know, before we get too carried away, let's see how they get on Sunday against Liverpool. If they can keep it down a four, I'll be happy. But certainly, you know, I mean, I'm no Harry Winks fan. I've never hidden it. I mean, there's Spurs fans, you could put Peter Sutcliffe in a Spurs shirt and they'd sing his flipping name. We're one of those clubs that, you know, once they wear the shirt, that's it. Nobody can be criticised, but he is Harry Winks, not for me, and just showed last night, get him out the team. Sissoko and Ndombele, Sissoko winning the ball, battling, and Ndombele driving forward. They looked much, much better, but I expect against Liverpool, Winks will come back in and it'll all be slow and laborious and boring. And it is no coincidence, if you are a Spurs fan and you're raving about Harry Winks, that we sold Dembele in January and we've barely won a game of football since, because he's come out and that useless sideways crab's gone in. And the sooner we can find somebody to fill that position and replace him, the better. But yeah, last night, I haven't seen Suggsy for a while. Obviously with the international break and I haven't been up to Spurs. So we met yesterday, 4:30 at St Pancras, 3.5 hours before kickoff, with a journey of about 25 minutes to half an hour from there to the ground. Journey I've done for 40 odd years. And sat, didn't have a lot to drink, had three pints, I think, and a bit of food. Had a catch up, and there are mitigating circumstances for him. I will say, fair play. He has recently lost a very close aunt, so our condolences to him there. But the aunt aside, he's still an umpty. So we get the old tube, Tottenham Hale, Victoria Line to Tottenham Hale. Get off at Tottenham Hale. We've now got to get an overground train to one stop to Northumberland Park, and then it's a 5-10 minute walk to the ground. Get on the platform, train pulls in, he just gets on, so I follow him. Yeah, my first mistake, don't follow Suggsy, you're dead right. Got on the train, I said, I don't think this is the right train. Based on the fact that not many people had got on it, and you'd think, well, if we're all going to a football match, the whole platform would spill on it. And he went, no, he said, they all stop there, this is the one. With that, the door's shut, train pulls off, the next stop is Bishop Stortford. And if you look on Google Maps where Bishop Stortford is to White Hart Lane, or Tottenham Hotspur Stadium as it's now known, it's fecking miles away. So having got there at 4:30, we then rode all the way up to Bishop Stortford, bearing in mind this is the line that he gets home, so he knows this route, There we go. We go through Broxbourne, which is his stop, and he's pointing out the window, my car's over there. Flipping donut. So we go all the way to Bishop Stortford. We then have to get off there. Still can't get a train back to Northumberland Park, so we have to get a train all the way back to Tottenham Hale again. So an hour and 10 minutes, we're back in exactly the same place as we were. And now we got to get a train to Northumberland Park, walk to the ground, and by the time we got there, we're 2-0 up, and Suggsy's an umpty. There you go. As I say, condolences, Suggsy. I know you got stuff on your plate, son, but absolute rookie mistake. I mean, the guy's a cabbie. He's meant to be able to find his way about. Imagine getting in a cab with him, saying Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, mate, and you end up in Bishop Stortford. Clueless. Absolutely clueless. Somebody asked me yesterday, and this is one of the things of not indexing pods. I can tell from now, because I name them differently every day, roughly what I spoke about, but as I keep saying, there's no library of scripts about the guy who lost a fortune chasing dog bets. And obviously this is in my post yesterday and my tweet yesterday about the profit and loss generated some comments, some emails, some texts, and as I say, I didn't do it for sympathy. I did it for exactly the reason that Lord Dio said, to show that it's not always all plain sailing. And you know, I may come across as it's all plain sailing at times, it's relatively easy. I haven't enjoyed that period. I mean, fortunately, on the train last night, because I then had an hour to kill, I did actually trade a couple of games and won a couple of grand back last night. But it does spin round. The point I was making was, it isn't all plain sailing. I don't enjoy it. I'm not sitting here jumping for joy that I've lost 20 grand, but it happens. It goes against me in that run of games. For example, if you listen to this pod regularly, you'll know the way I bet. I bet late second half, I bet late first half. I tend to, for risk reward. I had five or six games there, for example, where I'd backed over 1.5, dripped it in, and I was scratch on unders, and up to some of the games, 2.5, 3 grand profit on another goal over 1.5. They all stayed at 1-0 or 0-1, just didn't get the second goal. 5 or 6 games, you know, in a week. It happens. You know, sometimes these teams have got 45, 50 minutes to score a goal, and, you know, it's just not going in. It's simple as that. It happens. It's part of it. And I had one. Have I changed what I've done? No, I do exactly the same. I haven't changed it. I don't change willy-nilly. I'll have a look again at Christmas, and I'll have a look at the end of the season. But I'm fully trusting that over time it plays out. And then when I met Suggsy sitting talking, and obviously, you know, he's seen some of my trades, and he said, would I change what I do? And again, no, that is the mistake I think a lot of you guys make, is, oh, I've had a couple of losers, I'll change it. No, it is one of those things. It's nothing in the grand scheme of things. It is just the process. It is one of those things. You just nudge along. I'm not going to suddenly, oh, I'm not going to do that anymore, I'm going to change that. You know, oh, I've had a loser in Spain, I'm not going to bet in Spain anymore, I'll take that one out. And, you know, another guy's emailed me some methods from FDD he wants me to look at, which I will get to, Dan, in the next week or so. And again, you know, my biggest thing when people send me stuff is they filter until they've pretty much removed every winner. And they go, oh, I've got 140 bets and 138 winners. I can't understand where it went wrong. Because life isn't like that. So it's a lot more broad brush approach, I think, is needed. But in the answer to the sort of two queries, have I changed anything? No, absolutely not, and I don't intend to. And exactly Suggsy's question, will I? No, I won't. It's just bat on. It is football. It's what happens. Sometimes, you know, goals don't go in. Sometimes they get disallowed. Penalties get missed. Sometimes there's gluts of goals early in games, so you don't get in them. And then there's gluts of goals late in games. You know, I know it's difficult when you join in at the start of something and you get on a bad run, but I go back to, you know, if you listen to podcasts April, May, June, everything I touched was going in. Everything that I touched, if I put a game. I was putting a bet on, and the goal was going in the next 2 or 3 minutes. I'm not a goal predictor. I bet on numbers, so I don't sit, you know, like some of these goal whisperers or whatever you want to call them. Oh, there's this, that, and the other. An 18 dangerous attacks, 15 corners, 62 passes. I think there's going to be a goal without, and all that seems to me without any mention of price. I don't do that. I've not got the skills to do that. I don't do the, oh, you know, the Man United Juventus one was the game last year. I think, was it Juventus? Man, it was certainly a Juventus game where somebody equalised against Juventus late on. Oh, I knew they were going to concede. They were low, laid them, and all the there. And funnily enough, you do only ever see the winners. You never see, oh, I've laid 102 shots for the last 3 years and everyone seems to have won. You don't see any losers. It does my fucking head in. I don't have those skills, and fair play to the people who have or claim to have them. Perhaps we need to see every bet they have to fully understand how they do it. Mine was more, as people know me, if you listen to the podcast, I bet very much the way I do on the podcast. I bet with numbers. And it's had a bad run, simple as that, just hasn't had goals. It is purely and simple as that. The games where I would have profited haven't had a second goal to profit, or haven't had a late first half goal to profit. And then the games that in there then I've had have ended 0-0 or whatever. I've backed over 2.5 and it's only been one goal and I've ended up losing, whatever it may be. The goals have just not come at times that suit me, or they haven't come at all. But it will spin round. It is as simple as that. And I don't know when. It might be this week. It might be next week. I played a couple of games last night, and goals went in, you know, as I profile them. And that's really what I do. I profile the game for where, for the value at certain times, will it, and it is just playing those numbers. And as I say, you know, it's like getting back to where I started. There's somebody asked me about the guy who lost a load of money, but just to sort of sidetrack again, if you take a roulette wheel, you know, is the greatest comparison, mathematically perfect, but you can go in a casino and win 10, 12, 15 grand. The casino don't care because they know long term they're going to win it, but it can happen. People can go in and have short bursts where, you know, Paul, I've played with Suggsy, where our birthday are both the 26th, so we bet 26, and it comes in 3 or 4 spins. There's no skill to that, just luck. But the casino don't care, because they know if I keep doing that for time on, they're going to win. You know, what I'm doing is no different. Time on, it will come back. I've just had a bad run. I am the casino where the 26 has come up a lot, and I've had to pay out a bit, but I can't forget how much I won earlier in the year, and I will win again maybe next month, maybe the month after. But getting back to the guy, the story that somebody asked, rather than dig it out on the podcast, had a guy, he's a friend of a friend, who'd built up a pot of over £400,000 betting. And he was a bit of a nose, a bit of a numpty. And he used to always say, if you went out, you know, he'd buy dinner or whatever, he'd say, I'll get this, a dog will pay for it. He used to lay greyhounds. And that was his sort of go-to comment, a dog will pay for it, a dog will pay for it. So one day he's bought his mum, either a Mother's Day or a birthday present, for 35, 40, 50 quid, whatever. And he's gone, got home, you know, I got my mum this, dog will pay it. He actually lives with my mate. And he's gone on Betfair and laid a greyhound for 50 quid at about 7, 8 to 1. And it's won. So now he's down 400 quid. So he's then, and it was a Liverpool game. Liverpool were playing an outsider. Can't remember who it was. So he's now laid the 450 on the outsider playing Liverpool to win all that back. And they've won at about 6-7 to 1. So now he's a few grand down. He's then laid a horse for the few grand outside, that's one, then he's gone back to the dogs, and I think he had 5 bets or 6 bets, and every one of them got turned over, and in trying to win back the 50 quid that he'd bought his mum's present, he'd done over 120 grand. The guy had 400 grand in the bank that he had won. He was quite a good judge on the NFL, he was quite good on greyhounds, and he lost the lot over a period of time, because he just didn't have a Scooby, what to do. And that is a true story. The guy is now fannying around doing Betfred pushes, for 30 quids, borrowing money to do it all sorts because he's absolutely clueless. And that's why you don't chase, you don't, you just follow what you're doing. And sometimes it takes time. I think I'm guilty perhaps of building people's expectations up by posting positives all the time, but I do that to try and incentivize people. But don't think that there aren't hiccups, and I've never hidden that. I've said on many a podcast, I have losers. Of course, I had losers. I just highlighted the last week because it has been particularly shit. And as I say, sort of on a stream of things going wrong. Go to Japan, foot golf, rugby's cancelled. Losing at the football, Spurs are garbage. Get on a train with Suggsy, end up in Bishop Stortford. Anything that seems to be going pear-shaped at the minute is going pear-shaped, and it's been probably a couple of months. It'll all come right. It's all life. No one's died, and I don't mean that, Paul, in any disparaging way. I know you've had a loss there, but as far as I'm concerned, no one's died. I can still walk. I get up, breathe the air. The sun's shining. Don't fret about it. But I know you lot panic, and as I say, I do get the mentality. I was talking to Paul about it last night, that if you're in at the start and you haven't had any winnings, I get your confidence thing, but at some stage you've got to see something through if you want to be a success at this. And as I say, if you've got a, let's say, 100-point bank, just because that's what people start with, say, and it drops 30%, you've still got 70% to play with. There, yes, your 30% is gone, but you've got the 70% to use to stick at it to get that back and more. If you walk away, you've lost 30%. That's it. That's the end of it. You've lost the 30%. It's not coming back. Now you're going to start something else with another 100-point bank. That's done and dusted. I can't look at life like that. So yeah. Anyway, that's that. That's it. That's that game. Old Boris won one, lost one, didn't he? Old Boris, so trying to fucking rush it all through. I just don't get that at all. I thought when Ken Clark stood up last night and said, why don't we just continue for a couple of days, find out how long it's going to take. And it does seem that they can get close and get agreement on this. If they put a bit of work in, I don't see why they don't take 2 or 3 weeks and see this through. And I'll stay again. Now I know we're general election. The Brexit is not a general election. Argument. Brexit is a binary argument. Make a decision, do it. General election should be fought on what's going on in this country, and rightly so. That's how I see it. Anyway, right, we've got more Champions League tonight, and after my superb predictions last night, let's get you in it again today. Ajax v Chelsea. I keep falling back to the fact that I don't think Ajax are as good as people make out. I think Chelsea are quite big here at 2-1. Not saying they'll win, but I think they're quite big at 2-1. Leipzig, about right against Zenit St. Petersburg. Benfica, I think, are big against Lyon. This is a poor Lyon side. Benfica are too big for me. I had them near even money, the 2.26. The old Liverpool should beat Genk, shouldn't they? Boring. Hopefully they don't win by too many and get their confidence up for the weekend. Nice little scrappy 1-0 where they're doubting themselves. Inter Dortmund, I think, is the tie of the night for me. Again, I thought Dortmund was slightly big at 3.4. Big Conte fan, but I thought Dortmund was slightly big at 3.4. Lille Valencia, no interest at all. Would probably back the draw if I was involved. Red Bull versus Napoli, I think Red Bull are a bit too short. And Barcelona, Slavia Prague. Barcelona should see them off, I would think, at 1.47. So Chelsea a little bit big. Benfica a little bit big. And Dortmund a shade big. That's all. Napoli, I would think, not massive value, but I quite like the bet Napoli away, but probably wouldn't touch it if I'm all honest. Tomorrow it's the old nonsense league, isn't it? The old nonsense league, the old Gooners and the old Jockey Celtic boys are in town, and FC Clunge are still going. But who's interested in that? Nobody, are they? Wolves fans, let you have that. Nice for you guys to be in Europe. But who else really cares? Nobody. What else we got? What else have we got? Oh, golf. I've got a couple of golfers this week. Football-wise tonight, the first half goal, I think people should have done okay with Birmingham yesterday. Got another one tonight, Derby. The Derby game. I don't know who they're playing. Who are Derby playing? Derby are playing Wigan. So again, nil-nil, sort of 20-25 minutes. Drip laying a first half goal, Derby Wigan. And Huddersfield Middlesbrough was a tentative over 1.5. But Derby Wigan. Golf. I've got golf. Now I need to find that. Where is it? I was waiting for the old golf guru and he hasn't had a bet. So I've got a couple that I chalked up in the Zozo Championship in Japan. See, I'm a Japan expert. Ben Hun An, oh, we've backed this guy numerous times. He is going to one day, and he's been playing well. He is going to get a win somewhere. Ben Hun An at 55. Hang on a minute, I've got to find him now. There was a Japanese guy that I wanted. Now I'm going to find him. This is going to be fun. Oh, bear with me. Sorry. 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 Aha, Shugo Imahira. There he is. Shugo Imahira is 110 on Betfair. Shugo Imahira. So that is Ben Hun An, Shugo Imahira. And I've got one more. See, I'm all over this. I couldn't have Jason Cockcrack. He came up on my figures, but I mean, he's just repeatedly been a disaster when he's in front, and I can't be doing my gassers. So I'm not. It wasn't him. Corey Connors. That was it. Corey Connors, who is 65. So Ben Hunan at 55, Corey Connors at 65, and Shugo Imahira at 110. In the Zozo Championship. Only small, just having small bets on those with a view to trade if they go well. Right, that is it. That is the lot. Oh, Lingfield people, I've sent you menus and a few questions just to answer. If you could get those back to me ASAP. If anybody's going to Lingfield and hasn't got that email, get hold of me ASAP. And those of you who've booked rooms and things, I'll sort that out over the next week. It's all just coming through to me now. But if we can get the menu choices sent off, I can square that away. Right, I'm catching up on a load of admin over the next 2 days. I know I've got emails and I've got some result sheets to do. It's purely been time. But I want to try and get as much done over the next 2 days before the football starts again Friday. I will sort out all the ultimate results after the championship match is finished tonight, but I won't publish all that until Friday morning. I won't publish it tomorrow. I'll publish it all Friday in the Friday process. Right, have a lovely Wednesday. Enjoy yourselves. It is whatever it is, the 23rd. And I will be back with you in the morning.